So we begin. Settling into an upright posture. Taking a few deep breaths and coming again to contact with this upright body, settling into this position for working on the mind. Making use of these conditions of having a healthy body and mind. Realizing this precious opportunity we have right now. And whatever hinders our mind of coming to rest here, we let go of that, releasing agitation, distraction. Whatever discomfort we might experience, we gently let go by softening into these areas a little bit. Focusing our attention on the natural flow of our breathing as it comes in and as it goes out. Fully aware of sensations that arise throughout the body. And as you sit down here to meditate, you can check the self-grasping mind, the self-centered attitude. Yeah, you might feel tired, might feel a bit sick, might have enough, you might have this problem, that problem, like this, don't like that. And the question you can ask yourself is, so what? So what? Being totally caught up in your own story again. constantly thinking about your own needs and demands. So in the spiritual path, we actively bring about a change to this all-pervasive attitude of thinking about what we want and what we don't want. You know. But we check a little bit more if what I do now, may it be beneficial on the long run for others' happiness. May this, what I cultivate here, may it be beneficial for my friends, my family, the people I'm close to. If I overcome this self-grasping mind now in order to develop myself with a motivation to benefit others, isn't that much more important than my mood right now? So trying to overcome this, settle into a pure, more direct motivation that doesn't look for your own happiness so much, but more for the happiness of others. Not so much thinking, what can I gain from this, but what will this bring about for others? Developing myself for others. And if you're not already there, you can bring your attention to the object that you choose for your single-pointed concentration practice. And whenever you think you're not really sure what to do or how it goes on, you know, you don't have to do anything in particular, but just rest. Resting with your breath, observing the mind, or simply resting in being aware. But most importantly, doing so with an attitude of focus, single-pointedness, and simultaneously being at ease and joyful, relaxed. And whatever distractions may arise, inwardly or outwardly, we are not affected by that. In our pursuit of training the mind. So we try to be decent. No ups and downs. But practicing a basic state of equilibrium. Practicing a basic development of being sane. No more self-deception, but being clear with ourselves, still. Don't space out. Don't drift away. But remember. Remember again and again. Highly aware. Fully awake. Coming back to your object with all your clarity. taking a few moments to have a break and stretch your body. Then simply resuming to our task, resuming to our object for a few more moments. Calming the mind, becoming still and peaceful. Then in this meditation we want to familiarize ourselves a little bit more with how to apply these five powers of Geshe Chikawa's text in our daily life. You know, how to guard our practice in daily life, making the most out of this precious opportunity we have right now. If we are able to follow these instructions, applying these five powers, as well as so in sitting meditation, as well as in the periods between sessions, then we can be sure that we practice correctly, truly creating the cause for enlightenment every minute, every hour, every day. We simply try to cultivate an awareness of these instructions. Get some experience. Yeah, how important it is to place our practice in this framework. Contemplating their meaning, their value for our own personal practice. So trying to see things freshly, in a new way right now, regardless of how often we have heard these words, or if it's maybe a bit difficult for us to again reflect on this, when it's difficult for us to penetrate our minds with this, see it very new, in a fresh way. What does this mean? How does this relate to me? How can I practice this? The first power being the power of propelling intention. And it's the power of a heartfelt motivation. A powerful resolve that we do right here in the present, anticipating the future. From now on, from this time forward, may my mind never be separated from the two bodhicittas. My mind training shall not lose its continuity. And I make sure that I use whatever I encounter in my life to practice the two awakening minds. Actively place your mind in this resolve now, trying to make this decision, this aspiration. I will train in these two awakening minds until I become fully realized. How long it may take, whatever it may take, because this is the highest goal that I can aim for in my life. It's truly worthwhile. The second power being the power of familiarization. That in order to do this, I have to constantly cultivate these two awakening minds within myself. Continuously habituating the mind with these attitudes all the time, without being distracted by meaningless activities, but relating whatever I meet to this meditation, training in knowledge wisdom throughout my day. And if you wish, you can check your day today. If you were able to do this, at least sometimes, wanting to make our mind a stable vessel for this training by constant familiarization. By constantly familiarizing our mind with exchanging self for others. If you wish, going through your day, recalling whatever came up in your mind, every positive thing you experienced, every positivity that crossed your mind. If you wish, you can dedicate this now to others, with the wish, may others also be able to have this kind of positive experience. How wonderful it would be if that would be so. I dedicate all the happiness I experienced today to others. And whatever negative thought crossed your mind, whatever delusion was strongly present within you today, you can think, sadly, just as I have this delusion present within me, countless other beings in this world are also dominated by these negative mind states that makes them indulge in negativity. And with this you can take all their suffering onto your own delusions, becoming a substitute for that, thinking, may all beings be totally free from these disturbing attitudes and delusions. May it ripen upon me on top of my delusions. So they don't have to experience them themselves. This is one of the maybe best habits to develop, Tonglen. We can do this at the end of the day, but also while we experience different things throughout the day. In this way, using whatever circumstance we find ourselves in to sow a positive seed. Make a positive imprint in our mind through being constantly devoted to our spiritual practice. This is the power of the positive seed. So if you wish, you can, even this present situation you're in right now, reflecting on these things, imagine it to be a seed that will eventually mature in a huge tree of compassion and wisdom, with many branches and fruits, making these imprints in your mind right now. If we nurture these seeds correctly, wow, how amazing the results will be. And all these three powers that we went through now, they are a direct antidote to the self-grasping mind. Realizing this self-grasping is the root of our suffering, keeps us trapped in samsara. So reflecting that we always have to practice the antidotes to self-grasping, the power of eradication. So if you wish, you can reflect for a few moments how this attitude that takes our own happiness as more important than that of others is the root cause for our dissatisfaction, and how it is based on a misconception. in this life and beginningless lifetimes before that. We have created the cause of ignorance again and again by cherishing this self and desiring its happiness, thinking this I exists independently of anything or anyone else. Keeping the wheel of existence spinning and spinning again and again. So now seeing this, in order to eradicate this delusional mind, we have to avert it as soon as we recognize its tendencies arising in our mind. We have to hit the pig on the snout as soon as it pokes its head through the door, applying the antidotes of compassion and wisdom. And the fifth and final power is the power of aspirational prayer, which is like the power of a strong dedication. Making this aspiration never to be separated from the two awakening minds, but instead to train in them. Directing all our thoughts and meaningful aspirations towards this goal of being able to truly develop these qualities within our mind, with whatever we do, taking every adversity we encounter into this training, onto the path. And if you wish, you can dedicate in this way right now.